Hello everybody, we are happy to welcome you to Dartmoor. So, little flashback to start with. The adventure started at the beginning of September in mixed lessons, environment and English. It even started in April for the terminal groups, since they had an interview about the Dartmoor project with the radio Spotlight and Brittany. And we say a big thank you to Hélène and Bob, who are here today to continue the radio adventure, and also to Jane. Then, hey ho, let's go! So we crossed the channel on Monday, the 17th of September in the Seine, and after that it was all go. So today we are going to tell you about some of the points that we discovered and worked on in small groups. On the top of this, you can have a look at our travel and landscape books, the transcription of our interviews and nice memory pictures. Ready, steady, go, the show can start.
Thank you very much, Angelina. So can I ask you, what did you particularly enjoy about the trip?
I enjoy the Dartmoor. When we walk into the moor, it was really pretty, and I really liked the gloomy side with the cloud, little bit of rain, really windy, and I really liked this part. And I really loved the Eden project because I love plants, so it was really interesting for me to see all that type of plants. So yeah,
you couldn't have been to two more contrasting places.
Yes.
So what about food? How did you find the food?
For me, too much oil, but I really like it, particularly when we ate the breakfast. I don't know the name, but potatoes things, I don't know, but I really like this, and bacon was good too.
What about a pasty? Did you try a pasty while you were away?
Yes, yes, yes. It was good, but it's not what I prefer.
So that's the first time that you've been to England, is it?
Yes, yes.
And do you think you'll go back?
Yes, definitely.
Would you like to go to another part of England or back to that area?
I think back to that area. Yes. I'd like to go in the moor again.
So Angelina, you appear to me to have quite a skill with languages. Could you tell me why this might be?
Because I have a multicultural family. My cousins are Algerian, Portuguese, even Chinese. So I can't learn all those languages to speak with them. So I have to learn one language that they can speak to. So it was English. And I have a grandmother that is, she's Scottish, so maybe it's a part of my genetics.
Your English, bearing in mind, you know, you said you do speak it out of school to some degree.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit is very, very good.
I wanted to be a translator before, but now I want to work in the production of plants and maybe in the United States or England, I don't know.
Well, I wish you the very best of luck.
Thank you.
Hey, Titouan, what was your favourite moment in the trip to Dartmoor?
It's a visit of Dartmoor, and I see a sheep and ponies in Dartmoor walk. Yes, very good.
Tell me your favourite thing that you saw during your stay in England, to England.
My best memory is a national park. The Dartmoor National Park, because it's very beautiful, the landscape, the animals, flow, it's very beautiful.
Tell me, François, what was the best thing about your trip?
Eden project.
Why?
Because there is lots of different plants and lots of colors.
Have you seen anything like this before?
No.
Zoe, tell me, what was the best thing you saw? The best thing about your trip?
Everything. Everything was great, so I don't really know. I can choose.
Tell me about the singing. What was that story about?
So we were just eating fish and chips. A friend of me said, oh, look, there's a guitar, and on the guitar there's Rita Play Me, so we go, and we sing three songs, and yeah, it was cool.
French songs or English songs?
English songs.
English songs?
Yeah.
Thank you, Zoe.
Thank you.
My name is Lauriane.
You're dressed like a Texan. Why is that?
It's my hat, because it's for a sketch.
What was the sketch about?
My sketch is about Vixen as Vixen.
Why were you telling this story?
It's a legend of Dartmoor.
And Dartmoor is famous for legends?
Yes.
Why do you think Dartmoor is a great place for legends?
Because... je sais pas comment dire. Parce qu'il y a... enfin, il y a plein de possibilités et possibles d'histoire. Lot of possibilities of history. Histoire, yeah.